Hello, I'm Ashish Jemin, and today I'll talk about RESTful WCF services and how you can create these RESTful services using WCF 3.5. So what is REST? REST is an acronym for Representational State Transfer. On a web, everything is a resource, and then you access these resources using simple HTTP methods like GET, PUT, POST, and DELETE. REST is a way to expose these resources as a web service and still using HTTP methods like GET, PUT, POST, and DELETE. So, and with the WCF 3.5, we have created an easier way to create WCF services and expose your resources in a RESTful way, or expose your resources to be consumed by other systems using very simple HTTP methods. And how is REST different from SOAP? So REST is a very simple protocol run on top of HTTP and uses nouns, which are resources, and to fetch them you use HTTP verbs. Whereas SOAP can work on any protocol, be it HTTP, TCP, typically. So to create a RESTful API or a RESTful service, you would go about it typically by creating a WCF service and then putting custom attributes like web get and web invoke on top of your service operations. Web get is for get, for HTTP get. So every, you know, you want to expose your resources using web get, and to work with those resources, put, post, and delete, you would use another attribute, web invoke. You can also put other parameters like body style to indicate whether your request and response are wrapped or not, request format like JSON or XML or response format. You also can specify a particular URI template, which means that these particular resources would be fetched using a URL that you specify in that URI template. Fire up Visual Studio and show you a demo. So this is a solution that I have created, and the service is task service. So all I'm doing is I have a couple of projects that I want to expose using RESTful services or RESTful API. You know, this is my web services project, a WCF service, and you know, exactly the same way as you would create any WCF service. So you would create a data contract. So right now I have this project data contract, and then you define a service contract. One of the things that is different here, obviously, is this these attributes that I talked before. But let's not talk about these attributes at once, but just look at, you know, it is exactly the same service contract as you define in any, you know, WCF service. So you have an operation contract, get project, passing an ID, you get a list of projects, which actually would return you a list of projects, and then you have add project, delete project, update project. Now, all I've done here is put some attributes, as I talked about before, a web get attribute. What that would allow me to do is expose this get project as a URI template, which looks something like this. So in my browser, or you know, passing an HTTP get method with this URI of project slash passing an ID in here, would call this method and then do the appropriate. Same thing goes for add project. It would be a post method. The template would be project. So if I call a URI, the URL looks like slash projects. The method, HTTP method, would be post, and it would call this method. The implementation of the service contract is sitting in this project service, and this is you know, pretty simple. I'm actually, if you go down below here, I'm creating some dummy projects here, you know, putting some data and then exposing that dummy project, you know, using link. You know, if I get the get project, now passing the ID, I return the wherever these this list, the projects list dot first, where the ID equals to the ID, and so on and so forth. Actually, nothing big here except these attributes of web get and web invoke. Then I have a host application that is a very simple host. It just creates a web services host, passing the type of this project service that I just showed you, and opens it and just start listening to that URL, which is HTTP WAC localhost 8080. I also have a WPF client. I just wanted to show you that I can consume the project service that I've just created using WPF client. So it's kind of going in the whole realm of software plus service. I have a project service exposed as a RESTful service and a WPF client which would consume this service. All right, so let me run this application and show you the RESTful API in action. So here is my service running, here is my WPF client, and here is a browser window, right? So as my service is running, it has started listening to HTTP localhost 8080 my service projects. So if I just point my browser to that URL, it actually would return me my dummy data. So as you see, the WebGet URI template, let me quickly go back. WebGet URI template said, you know, if a URI template matches projects, just return me the list of projects. So that's what happened. My URI template matched projects and it returned me the list of projects. Great. So let me now show you my WPF client. Hitting refresh, it actually goes ahead and pulls the same data and shows it in this format. Let me look, quickly show you the code for my WPF client here. So if you see, it actually creates a web channel factor with that URL, and button one click is that button I clicked for to refresh, and it just says service.list project and then binds it back to the list. I also have two more methods which I want to show you here. Delete project, so passing the ID and calling the service.delete project, which maps to the delete method, and also to add project, which matches to the add method in here. So when I hit that button, it actually would first, the delete would call this and add would call this method. So going back to my WPF client here, let me actually add a project, hit refresh, and see this new project has been added. In this web browser, if I refresh this, it should show me this eighth project right here. If I want to delete it, I can select, let's say, fourth, hit a delete, refresh, the fourth is gone, and if I do refresh here, this is gone. Now, one of the things, you know, and this is exactly my point, is that my services are now, my project data, the resource, is exposed as HTTP GET, and I'm working with the list of projects using HTTP GET POST DELETE and PUT. I can also go and do this, and it will just give me project with ID 3, and because that's my URI template where it says if I pass a WAC project WAC the ID, it just returns me that. I hope this demo was helpful. I want to point you to a couple of resources. Go to msdn.com and search for RESTful services and you'll find this. Also our team site, team blog, blog.msdn.com, WAC USISVDE. You'll find a lot of information about the new and upcoming innovations, platform and technology from Microsoft. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the other side.